Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've got some questions that the Cowboys must positively answer if they're going to make the playoffs. And this is kind of a simpler yes or no, but you can expand on it however you want to start off. Can the Dallas Cowboys win out? Because if they can't, then none of this discussion is relevant at all.
Yes, but.
Okay.
You know, like, yes, but the Chargers are going to be a tough game.
Sure.
I also think this Vikings game is very unpredictable. I like to think that you're going to be able to outscore this team 32-20,
right?
But because of the unpredictability of J.J. McCarthy, I just don't know. And your defense just isn't consistent enough for me to say, "All right, this is locked up."
Right.
But I think they can win out. Yes,
Alec. And again, I say all this is pointless because if you don't win out, I mean, all the playoff discussions we've had just go right in the trash can. It's already going to be tough as is. Can the Cowboys win out?
Yes, they can, but Sunday is going to be the measuring stick for...
So you're worried about this game too, huh?
A little bit. Not offensively what Minnesota can do, but defensively. I know we have the joke that Brian Flores is the boogeyman of the NFL. I call him that for many reasons, and it's because he's very good at what he does. And you can hear some of the players on the team and the staff, you know, in their pressers talking about, like, he's going to throw stuff at you that he has not thrown at anybody at all this season.
Right.
Like, a lot of unscouted looks. He'll send a zero blitz at you on second down just to get you off your game. You know, he's totally uncharacteristic when it comes to the idea of defensive scheming and play calling in today's NFL. He's not like the rest. And I'm not saying he's the best play caller ever, but he's probably the best challenge that Brian Schottenheimer is going to get all season long in terms of, I'm throwing stuff at you. Can you counter that quick enough to score enough points to win this game? So I think this is going to be the measuring stick because I do think the rest of your road trips are pretty easy. I do think the rest of your schedule in general is pretty easy, but you got to get past this one.
All right. My next question, who should be the Cowboys' left tackle and do they have one? And you obviously, I mean, outside of theoretically, yes, they have people that line up at left tackle. That noise answered the second part of my question.
I don't know that you have a top 20 tackle in the NFL. And you definitely want somebody in your top 15 at least. And I say left tackle. You know, I don't think you'd have a top 20 left tackle.
Yeah, top 20 right tackle maybe either.
You might be right about that, too. I keep wanting to get Nate Thomas opportunities, but as we were discussing with Mickey, there's a lot he hasn't seen and he still has to grow. And are you willing to let that happen? Tyler Guyton, still very unpolished, still a very incomplete player.
Yep.
And we were spoiled so much with Tyron for so long, sure, because he was complete.
But even him, I'll just say, just for the record, even him, it took an entire season to get to that finished product. His first season,
a little concerned with Guyton health overall now,
I
too.
I get it.
They don't have one. No, they don't have one right now.
Yeah.
I think still the hope is that Guyton turns into the one. But no, to answer your question, right now it's Tyler Guyton when he comes back, Nate Thomas whenever he's not doing well, and then you don't have one overall.
Okay. Alex, same question for you.
Because if you have two tackles, Kevin.
I don't know.
You have none tackles.
If that same saying works like it does with quarterbacks. Alec, who should be the Cowboys' left tackle, and do they?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
They have one.
It should be Tyler Guyton, and I do think they have one. I just think that certain things have gotten in his way, whether it's himself or not. And what I mean by that is I always thought, and Jerry even said it himself multiple times now on these airwaves, that he was out in front of his own skis on Tyler Guyton in his rookie season. And I like what Nick Harris told y'all a couple weeks ago when one of y'all asked about him specifically, and he said he was always a guy in his mind that whenever it was time to make the decision on the fifth-year option, you were going to say, yeah, he's figured it out. Right now, not year one, not year two, maybe not even year three. I think he needs the time to grow. What I think ruined that this season for him was the training camp injury. If that never happens,
I think
the health is not as much of a concern. But two, I do think some of our questions of is he picking up enough? Is he getting enough consistency within his pass sets? Is he looking confident? I don't think we're asking these questions about his wherewithal in certain situations and his IQ on certain plays and schemes. We're not asking those things because he got the full set of reps in the summer. So I think that you do have one. He's just unfortunately not where you hoped he would have been this year. And in my mind, that's okay. I know in a lot of other people's minds it's not, and that's fine. But I think in my mind it's okay.
Will Tolbert or Mingo make any impact the rest of the season?
Colby Tolbert's always going to make an impact.
This That's is right. for Jalen Tolbert. And by the way, when I saw Colby Tolbert at the Sandlot event on Sunday, first thing I walked up, I go, "We love you, Jesus." And he loved that.
What was the question again?
Will Jalen Tolbert or Jonathan Mingo make any impact the rest of the season?
No. I think you know, Tolbert will continue to be left off, especially with Flannoy turning into this.
Exactly. Yes.
I am kind of interested, though, how, you know, what the usage is going to be, where CeeDee Lamb is. I don't know, dude. CeeDee Lamb, that one looked bad.
Yeah.
Is he going to be back this year?
I'm going to say yes, but I think that's another thing you might get an answer to in about 10 minutes with Shoddy.
So I'm going to say no right now.
Okay. Alec? Will Tolbert or Mingo make any impact the rest of the season?
Absolutely not. And you're in a position, thankfully, if CD ends up being okay and comes back to the field and looks like CD Lamb usually looks like, you're in a position where you don't need them to make an impact, per se. It would be nice if they did. You know, I can never have too many good pass catchers on my team. But pre-George Pickens trade, it's... holy crap, we need both of these guys to figure this out.
Right.
Especially Jalen Tolbert. Everybody's talking about, oh, but the numbers leading the team and all receiving stats pretty much last season. He's got to do something, right? And he was like, well, if you actually watch the games, he's not exactly what the numbers say. Now you don't really need him to be that guy. I want him to be that guy. Jonathan Mingo, there can't be any expectations, period, going forward. I don't care that we traded for him for no reason. I don't care that that's going to be the conversation. You have to just lay out on that one and say, there's no reason for him to contribute at this point because they don't want to give him the snaps.
You know, and we talked about how for Pickens, moving to the next question, we don't care as much about like the Instagram stuff and everything like that. But my question for you is, will there be another game this season in which George Pickens' effort is questioned?
Yes.
Is that just...
Nobody internally, I think, is really questioning him. I think it's more fan base, and until somebody in the rooms looks you in the eye and says something, you're like, it's just noise until somebody else, until the boss tells me.
And I do wonder if they feel differently, but they're just smart enough not to come on and go, yeah, he didn't try hard enough.
Well, and you know, maybe like, I don't know. Maybe they do feel differently, and they're not calling them out in public.
Smart.
But Kevin, the first, go back to the Jerry documentary. Barry Switzer walks in and looks Charles Haley in the eye and says, I need you. I need the best out of you today.
Yeah.
And this team can't do anything without you. And Charles Haley goes out and gets 5 sacks. Maybe you save that for the playoffs. George, we need you, the best version of you today. And sometimes you haven't given us the crap that we want. We need better from you. Maybe that is how you treat him. You just let him go, and then when the moment calls, you say, step up big time, boy.
Alec?
Homie. I don't know. I don't know exactly what you say.
And then go, sorry, I called you homie.
Yeah.
Alec,
you can
will there be another George Pickens game this season in which his effort is questioned by the fan base?
Yes, there will be, 100%, because... I think anything short of a dominant performance at this point is going to get questioned, and that's almost a good thing in a weird way because
I get it.
He has set a precedent that he is a game-changing, the top off the defense receiver, and it might not even be in the stat sheet. It might be, hey, I drew 2 pass interference calls that flipped the field for us. If he's not getting those, people are just inevitably going to say, he's fighting with the corner too much. He's jawing around too much, whatever. People now have that precedent of he did it once, he will do it again. So, unfortunately, yes, it will happen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.